association is contagious. Prabhupada had such positive attitude due to his faith in Krishna and his desire to show compassion to others. We have here an example of a person who was an instrument of Prabhupada's enthusiastic positive attitude. His name is Shyam Sundar Prabhu. Please listen to this story. You are all about the age or older than he was at this time. What were you, about 22 or something? What was your age when you met Prabhupada in San Francisco? 25. He was a 25-year-old boy. We're not going to go into his background before he met Prabhupada. But he didn't know much about Gita or Bhagavat or any of these things. But he met Prabhupada in the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco. And he saw Prabhupada's enthusiasm. He saw that Prabhupada saw that everything is possible if we're working in a spirit of compassion and love for God and humanity. He saw with his own eyes how Prabhupada came to New York and began with nothing, how he came to San Francisco with nothing, and how he just had so much enthusiasm and so much hope and so much faith. It was contagious. At that time, the most famous, influential, and difficult people to meet in the entire Western world was a musical band called the Beatles. Have you all heard of the Beatles here in India? I think they broke up in 1970. That was 34 years ago, and even in India you know about them. Whatever they said was, it was like the word of God to the young generation of America. They were the authorities. Whatever they wore, people would wear. Whatever they thought, they would think. And there were millions of people who wanted to see them, to touch them, to meet them. And they were really, really isolated and in seclusion. Yes, by that time they stopped all public concerts because they just didn't want to be near people. It was too much, just crowds and fanaticism. So here's Shyam Sundar. He's a 25-year-old boy living in San Francisco, and he writes to Prabhupada, right? Prabhupada wrote to Mukunda Maharaj and writes to Mukunda Maharaj that Shyam Sundar wants to go to London to make the Beatles devotees of Krishna. I think it's a good idea. Yes? Something like that? So Prabhupada said, I think it's a good idea. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu goes to London with his wife and a newborn little baby that's hardly 1 year old. What was her age? Huh? He went to London when she was 3 months old. They didn't have a home. They didn't know anyone. At times, the wife and baby and husband were living in a cardboard box in the basement of a warehouse. Yes? And their mission was to make the Beatles devotees. Haribo! Now, what would the odds be if we were gamblers and they just went to London and landed? What would the odds be that they would be making the Beatles devotees? Perhaps 5 billion to 1? What do you think? Within about a half a year, they were living in John Lennon's house, who was the leader of the Beatles. They were living in his house, and they invited Prabhupada to come and live with them. And George Harrison, the lead guitar player, became a devotee. And they made records for them. Their records, the Radha Krishna Temple, was the number one record album in most of Europe. And the single record, the Hare Krishna Mantra, was the number one record in many parts of Europe also, including London. Yes? Top 10. And George Harrison remained a devotee the rest of his life. That is just one out of so many examples in Shyamasundara Prabhu's life. Where did he get that enthusiasm? Where did he get that positive attitude to do what was impossible? Because of his association with a person who had deep faith in the eternality of the soul and in a selfless service attitude to God, to Krishna. Association is contagious.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.